I would like to say that I am very happy to be here and to speak about Macedonian dances. And I will speak about the Macedonian traditional dances in the context of modeling ideological messages. Folklore is a tool of constructing national images, ideological symbols and messages was used a lot by socialistic societies. Even from Yugoslavia, as a country with different socialistic model, folklore was very powerful tool for instrumentalization and constructing ideological messages. In my presentation, as time allows me, I'm going to analyze the way of modeling and dispersion of some ideological messages throughout traditional dances. Researching the Macedonian culture, we noticed the special place of folklore in the building of national characteristic, identity markers and identification process, especially in the socialistic period. This process is guided by the cultural policy makers on the highest political level, which idea is disseminated through several areas. After World War II, Macedonia, as integral part of 6th Yugoslav Republic, started to build national institutions, including the cultural ones, such as Macedonian National Theatre, Macedonian Philharmonic Orchestra, Macedonian Academy of Sciences and Arts, and etc. In this process, one of the most significant institutions was the State Ensemble for Folk Dances and Songs, TANAC, established in 1949. I have to point out that TANAC, after 66 years of working, is still the only professional ensemble in Macedonia which cherishes and presents on stage Macedonian traditional dances and song. In our archives, I found two different documents related to the establishment and tasks of ensemble talents. The first document, dated from 29th of March 1949, that was regulation signed by the president of the government of the People's Republic of Macedonia at that time, Lazar Kulishevski. The second document, created later on 1st of December 1954, that was also the regulation and were signed by the president of the government, Kulishevski, and by the Minister of Education, Science and Culture, Darij Jalas. In the first document, the primary task of TANAC is, I'll quote, to nurture, develop and raise the significance of folk dances. In the second document, dated from 1952, there was already a new formulation regarding the ensemble tasks. The new formulation was, ensemble has the task to nurture, develop and raise the folklore dance art. Although we can see changes in the way of interpretation of the tasks for the folklore still continued to be used as a way for materialization certain ideas and messages. It is very clearly manifested throughout the first decades in the ensemble talents performing. First head of the talents was Manuel Chuchkov, a man of confidence. Chuchkov is exceptional person from political aspect. He was first minister coming from Macedonia in the Yugoslav government in 1945 and the delegate in the period 1946-1950. He was also a head of the National Library and he was founder of the Institution for Domestic Artistic Handcraft, Macedonian Folklore. After that, till his death, he was a professor and for a period a dean of the Faculty of Economics. I have to point that Chuchkov was professionally in the field of economics. This position, head of this or that, was political decision and wasn't part of his professional orientation. In the damage Chuchkov as a head was between 1949-1955. With his work, Chuchkov developed the idea of putting clear ideological content in the abstract dance structure. He made stage adaptation for Omitsko and Aramisko dances, and he linked these chain dances with some historical events. For example, the original dance Komitsko is male dance, which presented Komiti, freedom fighters from the Ottoman period. First written source about this dance can be found in the beginning of the 20th century. The costumes show warriors with the guns, but the original dance doesn't show concrete situation or dramatization. Chuchkov connected this dance with a very famous battle at Mechkin Kamen, when the First Republic of Balkan Peninsula, the Krushevo Republic, collapsed after only 10 days of existence in 1903. The dance was amended with some pantomime element, and spectator could recognize shooting, battle, and in the end of the dance, dying of all warriors. This dance became a symbol of Macedonian struggle for freedom, and there are many similar examples. In the Tanets ensemble repertoire included dances with clear content, supplemented with dramatic elements, and they're authored by Chuchkov. Apart from this dance, also original choreography without intervention in the dance structure were performed by Tanets. But even for these dances, Chuchkov gave his interpretation of meaning. Chuchkov explained this idea in his text with very indicative title, The Idea Behind Our Folklore Dance, published in the journal Kulturel Život on April 23, 1951. This text is the key for instrumentalization of national folk dances, and their usage as a tool for setting some historical and ideological parallels. In this case, the tradition was interpreted in the spirit of new socialistic order, where folklore was very skillfully linked with some historical background and Macedonian fight for freedom and independence. In 1952, Chuchkov published a supplemented version of this text, entitled Ideological Content and the Rhythmical Processes in Macedonian Folk Dances in French in the Journal of International Folk Music Council, thus allowing this idea to acquire their own international affirmation. Afterwards, this text in original or supplemented version was published in several Macedonian magazines. I'll quote and comment some parts from the last version, from 1951. Chuchkov remarks that the Macedonian dance is far from its original religious basis. It does not express tendency for praying or thankfulness. Macedonian dance is a manifestation of strong fighting spirit. Excluding certain religious and ritual context of folk dance, he gave the dance pure social and, in a way, political dimension, where it was a reflection of historical processes. He wrote, from this point of view, Macedonian folk food is a classical example where you can clearly see that every folk material is socially determined. In the following text, Chuchkov edit. It is a silent epic, silent story about the distant past days. It gives dramatic approaches with the epic basis. His understanding of folklore dance, which reflect history, fight for freedom, victorious spirit, all that is a great presentation of new society. society in which Macedonians got free from their oppressors and became independent. As a ground of this point of view, Chuchkov mentioned, "We believe that the geopolitical position of Macedonia play crucial role in the formation of this type of dances." Then in the text, Chuchkov makes historical chronology and he elaborates the effect of those circumstances on folk dance material. Through an actualization of certain matrices in the national folk dance ensemble TANZ, which was benchmark model taken by a number of small and amateur ensembles, these choreographies and more important ideas behind them became standard. Nowadays, we can see many of Chuchkov choreographies of Komitsko, Aramisko, Zaječko, Rosalije and so on. Chuchkov choreography of Komitsko is still on the repertoire of the Danets ensemble. These dances are preserved. If we search Komitsko on YouTube, there are about 70 results with this choreography. We can see different versions of Chuchkov choreography, but we recognize his work. Komitsko, as other Danets choreographies, became part of many diaspora dance ensembles too. Through Danets and then through smallest ensembles, these dance with clear ideological content, where the author shows fight, idea for freedom, hard history, became universal symbol for Macedonian people, which still exists even in new political circumstances. On the other hand, the second area of actualization of dance as an instrument for constructing ideological messages were program of state television and radio, Ratavaskopia, the only electronic media in the socialist period. Organized by radio television Skopje, there were several ensembles which played folk music such as orchestra for traditional instruments, the Chalgia Orchestra and others. They produced program with specific content in which dominated folklore. On national television, we watched folklore on a daily basis. In its program, Danets and the other ensembles with previously mentioned choreography were very often invited as a guest performers. And I will conclude with a brief summary. The first idea for folklore to be used as a tool was given by the highest political authorities, and they made a decision to establish the state ensemble Danets. In these documents, as a starting point, they defined the task of this ensemble. Then folklore and its significance, as well as some additional explanation for it, can be found in Chuchkov's texts. This idea spread through the activities of smaller ensembles and through the programs of state television. In this way, the dance were supplemented with specific meaning that recognized historical context and the idea of liberation struggle, recognized the images of difficult history full of sacrifices, but which resulted in a new free socialist society. Folklore was, in that time, of course, folklore was used in a socialist period, but its usage is still very current in Macedonia now. And now I want to show a part from... Can you help me? Apart from... This is the part from the Komitsko.